Yes, good morning, Big Town Man. This is I'm as sick as a fucking dog sandwich. Cheese, peanut butter, and cheese, peanut butter, and I've got some of the world's hottest chili sauce. Like that. What I'm saying is, don't ever knock back having a try of something. Don't ever knock back having a go at something. You know? This is a Grim Reaper chili sauce. And, you know, I'm just a cunt with hot chili sauce. The Tabasco sauce, that's really nice, but I go blah, 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 you know, all over an egg on toast. And I'm going, oh, that's nice. Oh, a bit more on the eggs. Oh, that's, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, you know. So a bottle only lasts like 2 days. It's nice. But it's not that hot. And being one of those people, I think they're doing a good job of sticking to their guns by making a condimental sauce that nearly everybody can eat, you know. But what I did, do your maths, do your maths. You know, I worked out that the world's hottest, 2 litres of the world's hottest chilli sauce comes to about $148 Australian delivered, and it's 80% Grim Reaper chilies and 20% vinegar, and whereas it's about $190 in 30 little bottles, of Tabasco sauce. I did actually write to them and say, can you bring out a really fucking hot sauce? Yeah, like you make, but hot, you know, really hot. So they've chosen their path. And anyway, it's 80% Grim Reaper hot chili sauce. It was like, fuck, that's hot, you know. So I got one part of the hot chili sauce and about 9 or 10 parts of tomato sauce, mixed it up. And it's very, very, very thin slices. You know, you put a sort of rice paper thin smear over whatever you're fucking eating. And you got a super hot sauce. That's still really fucking hot. And so that's what I'm having. That's what I'm having for because I really hate being sick, I really hate having an empty stomach, and I've got all sorts of fucking aches and pains and problems and stuff. And if I tend to have an empty stomach, I'll start going into nausea and vomiting and stuff, you know, just, you know. And, you know, put this on the induction stove, set the stove to 80 degrees Celsius, put in some tallow, beef fat, you know, And, you know, thin rice paper, thin layer of this 10% super hot sauce. And, And, you know, went to bed about 8 p.m, woke up about 1 a.m, did most of my online shopping. Fresh vegetables, groceries, all that, you know. And then back to bed. And I also reconfigured this program to record in a much lower resolution rather than... Because I figured, well, you know, if I need, for personal sorts of things, playing videos, low resolution, or lower resolution, and 15 frames per second and all that sort of stuff, makes a perfectly good video, rather than 1080 by 720p or something, you know. Which I then have to auto reduce because it's not fair to sort of use up heaps of data on other people's fucking websites, you know. You know, I've raised the issue before that there are videos, because of the nature of the detail or the age of the films included in it, you really do need high resolution videos. And then, you know. But for plain sort of videos, low resolution, low frame rate, you know, all that sort of stuff, it's just fine.